The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio, Freedom 106.5.
Freedom 106.5 FM, Carrie VSA and your company. Guys, don't forget, Custart is celebrating 25 years of changing lives and building futures. Choose from 80-plus accredited programs across 5 campuses with flexible learning and expert guidance. Train in cutting-edge labs from nursing simulation to IT and science. Discover global pathways, explore financing options, and get ready for the workforce with real-world skills. Apply by August 18th. Visit costart.edu.tt and take the first step today. Costart, empowering you with future skills that matter. So, guys, good afternoon and welcome back. Freedom 106.5 FM. We are here with Dawn Petgrave. It's all about mental. Hello, Dawn. How are you today?
I'm very well, Carrie. How are you?
I'm good. You look amazing. Where are we going?
I'm coming to talk to you.
Oh, my gosh. You look extra special. Olive is here. She's looking extra special today. Yes. I love that lipstick.
Thank you. You can't go wrong with MAC. It's been years.
Right? Nice. So, Dawn, I know today we're going to be continuing our conversation from last week, which is stress management for men and how they can... Yes. Let me just get that in one time. You know, I always forget that, you know. Yes, so I know we're going to talk about men and the
recording
stress management.
In progress.
And stress management. We're going to be continuing that conversation today.
Yes, we are. And last week was a phenomenal show, I think. So thanks again to all the persons who took the time out to text, to call in. I think that made it the conversation even more powerful. And I know you already requested, and I'm hoping that persons will join the conversation, because last week we spoke about stress management, and we also spoke about the fact that the number one stressor for men is money. And so this week we want to focus a little bit on money management, you know, so that we can help to alleviate some of the stress that our men are feeling.
Nice. So guys, men, send me your messages. I know you have questions with regards to stress. And I know one of the major messages we got last week, Dawn, was relationships and stress.
Yes.
When it comes to relationships. So let's touch on that again. And of course, let me tell you, gentlemen, again, send me the messages via WhatsApp, 306-1065. We will be taking your calls as well. If you want to ask Dawn about how do you manage your stress, or you have any particular question, you can get into us. You can call us at 625-2257 or 627-3223. So let's get back into that conversation, Dawn, with relationships and the stress when it comes to men. How do they notice, or what signs do they see that would add to whatever stress they are dealing with? How can they deal with that? Let's start there.
Yes. You know what, Carrie? Men are still not speaking up. And that's the first problem right there. So we don't know what is going on with them. You know, this week I made a post and I said, men, what is one thing you wish women knew? And it's so funny because I got phrases like, one person said, I thought women knew everything. You know, another one says, well, where do I start? But I still haven't gotten a real question or a real statement. So again, a lot of men are in relationships and they're still not speaking up about their needs, their desires, and then it leaves them stressed.
Right.
A lot of times communication in the relationship. So for example, if a person have had childhood traumas that were never dealt with, so you come into the relationship with a lot of resentment and anger and unforgiveness, even though it's not done by this particular person, chances are those things may being pushed on them. And so it is extremely important that persons are working on their individual self to grow, to heal, to develop, because when you show up in those ways, then you have better relationships, right? Also, Carrie, a lot of persons are not self-actualized. A lot of persons are not at their best self.
Self-actualized. Break that down for us a bit, Dawn.
All right, great. So Abraham Maslow's hierarchy of need, okay? It speaks to the human need. And of course, we have our basic need, which is food, clothing, and shelter. Everybody knows that. So after that is taken care, then there are other needs that a person needs. They need to be loved. They need for connection. They need for socialization, you know, all these things. And then at the top of that, we have self-actualization. When a person gets to self-actualization, this is a person who is living their best, well, maybe not best life, but they're at their best self. So you're not getting up worried about the circumstances around you, because you now know how to regulate your emotions, right? This is a person who knows how to, when to not speak, when to speak, the things you don't need to answer to. And that's a big problem with women. We feel we have to answer to everything. And we have to fix everything. And we don't. And we don't. And a lot of times when we get to that place, it's because of fear. And so when I'm working with persons, whether it's in a therapy session or it's in a coaching session, one of the goals is to help them to get to self-actualization, where you appreciate who you are, you own your strengths and your weaknesses alike, and you show up understanding that you are co-creator of your life. So you don't sit around and blame the society and your parents and everybody else around you, but you take responsibility, understanding that, look, I am co-creator of my life. This might have happened to me, but that's now in the past. So right here, right now, I have the ability to change the trajectory of my life. It takes hard work. A lot of persons don't get there, Carrie, because a lot of persons are not willing to do the work. How many persons are willing to read a book or to spend 8 weeks in coaching sessions? A lot of persons are not willing to do the work. And then we see it coming off in our relationships. If you're broken, how you think you're gonna show up whole in a relationship? We first have to fix us. And let me say this. If you look at all your past relationships, you are the common denominator. So who do we need to fix?
Yeah, but that makes sense, you know. And that is what a self-actualization is. Because you now would have to be, but wait, no. I am the person here. This something is happening in every single relationship, the same thing. Why do we blame the other person? We have to look at ourselves. I like that. I love that. But Dawn, before we continue, the question you asked, I want to ask our male listeners to see if they would be able to answer. The first question you asked when we just came on, what women think? That was it?
What is one thing they wish women knew?
Oh, what is one thing you men wished that we women knew? What is one thing that you men wished that we women knew? Whether it's about them or one thing that we knew. So, guys, gentlemen, the handsome men out there, even the not-so-handsome one out there, who you feel you mightn't be that handsome, you're handsome. Don't worry about that. Get in touch with us. Send us a message. Give us a call. What do you wish that we think that... What do you think or what do you wish? What do you wish women knew? Give us a call and let us know, 625-2257 or 627-3223. You can even send us a message via WhatsApp, 306-106. I would really love to hear from our men that answer. Let me see if I have one here. Carrie V, good afternoon to you and good afternoon to the beautiful Dawn. I am very disciplined with money. Just being a single dad has me super focused. Sometimes I feel mentally exhausted. That is one coming from a gentleman here. Wow, that's nice. We have a call. Let's take a call. Let's see who's there. Yeah. Let's hear who's there. Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Carrie V.
Hey, what's up? Good afternoon.
Oh, I like your topic, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that men wish that women knew about men.
Yeah, yeah. What's that?
That when we love a woman,
mm-hmm.
we break down all our mental barriers. We make ourselves vulnerable.
Wow.
And when women hurt us, we just, I don't know, Gil. I think when a woman hurts a man, that is the worst pain.
Serious.
You will ever experience. More than anything you ever struggle for in life.
Wow.
And we spend our entire life just trying to please a man enough. That is, for me, the ultimate goal of life. To please a woman. And that is something, I don't think any man has ever attained that.
Wow. Hey, thanks so much for sharing that. You know, when men come and bring these things to our attention, Dawn, you know, it actually changes us, huh? Thanks so much for that.
It actually does. And what he said is so true.
Wow. Her,
if women only understand this, when a man loves you and he feels safe, Kerry,
he's the best thing ever.
There is nothing he would not do for you. You have to realize, I don't know how it is in Trinidad and Tobago, but in Jamaica, a man, woman is his pride and joy. So when your woman is the best dressed one, and when she look the nicest, and when she, you understand what I mean?
Yeah.
So men will do 2, 3, 4 jobs to ensure that their women are okay.
Wow.
That's how a lot of times they show their manhood. There's a psychologist, Peterson. Oh my God, can't remember his name. But anyway, he said this. He says, you can tell who a man is by the smile on his woman's face.
Ooh. Mm. We have another call. Let's take this one. Let's hear who's there. Hello, good afternoon.
Afternoon, Kaivi.
Hey, buddy, what's up?
Talk to us. I wish women knew that when a woman makes more money than a man in a relationship, that she has a responsibility to calm his insecurities.
Right.
Remember,
right.
Traditionally, a man. From
supposed to be the,
men,
right.
Men,
yeah, are the providers.
That has changed.
Right.
And it has put man into a vacuum emotionally where he, you know, if this is what I was designed to do and I'm no longer able to do it or I'm, for whatever reason, I feel as though I'm useless.
Oh.
And a woman needs to give that man that reinforcement that he is useful. And not flash it in his face then, so to speak.
Yeah, or throw it back.
Yeah, and throw it back in his face. And try to make him feel that. Even though, so and so is the case, I still love you.
Yes.
You know, I still live here.
Regardless, yeah. 100%.
You're still the man, so to speak.
I love that man. Thanks so much, Kirab. Thanks so much for that. And what he said, it makes sense, you know. I've heard countless men say that. And for some reason, we as women, we don't understand that. Or some women don't understand how heavy that plays on the minds on the man's mind when they feel as though that, you know, that they're not being the provider or the breadwinner.
You know, one of the things that I hear from women who are, you know, career driven and makes a lot of money or more money than the man do is because of that, they feel they need to make the decisions in the home. Because I get to say what takes place.
Yeah.
Again, Carrie, it takes a woman who is self-actualized, not 10 degrees, not CEO, because you can't be a CEO and not self-actualized. It takes a woman who is self-actualized to understand that it doesn't matter how much money I make, if I make more money, but the level of respect that my husband needs from me is still going to come forth. The level of submission that he needs from me is still going to come forth. So I applaud the callers so far for these are great, great information. And I hope that women who are out there that are listening, Carrie, I hope we're taking note because it is his purpose. if we come here every week and we have these great discussions, but women just decide that he needs to change. Nothing is wrong with me. He needs to change. But a lot of us, if we sit down and do some self-reflection, we need to change.
We are the ones, of course. Let's take another call. Let's hear who's there. Hello, good afternoon.
Yes, I'm Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve. Mm-hmm. And the woman should know her place. Simple.
Right.
Thank you.
All right, okay. Is it so that the woman should know her place? He believe in Adam and Eve, and the woman should know her place. Hey, thanks so much for that. And of course, guys, give us a call, 625-2257 or 627-3223. What is one thing you wished, you as a man, you wished that we women knew? Let's take another call because we have a lot of calls coming in at dawn. Let's see who is there, line one or two. Line two, hello, good afternoon. Yeah.
Good afternoon.
Hey.
I believe that people go on first.
Mm-hmm.
The man come after. The lady will be the helper at the home and where take care of the children and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes women play with men's feelings.
Mm.
And they don't do physical injury, but they do emotional.
Oh.
And there's no intentionally that what they'll be doing.
Hurting the man.
And then they die with the breakdown in the home, sometimes that come.
Oh.
Where, you know, you're working 2-3 jobs and just to make everything fulfilled and simple food in the morning you can get. And they always they block with sex or whatever it is.
Yeah.
To get the point over.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I understand,
so,
man.
Yeah.
Thanks so much, love. Thanks so much for sharing that. Thanks so much for sharing that. So that is another example. That is another example, Dawn. Another one.
Hey, I don't know who taught us not to celebrate our men. Something taught us not to celebrate our men. And something also taught our men that they do not need to be celebrated.
They
need to be celebrated. Yes, go ahead.
I have more phone calls and I have some more messages. Good afternoon, Carrie V, to you and the beautiful Dawn. I would like women to know to always give your man his respect in front of his friends and the children. Wow. Merv, go to the front of the class. I love that one. Thanks so much for that message, Merv. Let's take another phone call. Let's hear who's there. Hello, good afternoon.
Yeah, good day, ladies.
Hey, how are you doing? Talk to us.
I did. Yeah. Sometimes I just think women, sometimes you need to know the kind of men you have.
Mm.
And sometimes you know, sometimes a man trying, he willing to build with you. I mean, build in terms of financially, or they build the house together.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, or they just go down the road. And you see, communication, it's so important, relationship.
True.
And you see, sometimes you tell a woman something, she feels that she way, and she don't want to. If I'm not saying generally all women like that.
Mm-hmm.
But and some men, I can't really vote for most of my brothers, men, because some of we could worthless in between.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, you must have an idea of a man, and if you're willing to try, and then we go down this road together as a team, and women just generally know that sometimes a man is willing to try, and I wish if you know this man willing to try, and let we go generally and build a good relationship. Thank you.
Hey, thanks so much for that, man. Thanks so much. Dawn, this is amazing.
I'm so glad we threw that out there, Carrie. I'm so glad we threw that out there.
We as women have a lot of work to do, you know.
We have
a lot of work to do with our men. Because, I mean, we are the emotional beings. So sometimes when we don't agree with what our man says, we get defensive very quickly. But when we get defensive, ladies, hear him out. When we get defensive, we need to calm down from there. We need to come down from there. We have to realize that, listen, our men have feelings as well. They feel things. They understand things. But the way how we operate and we get on, you know, it has made them kind of go back into the shell and make them not want to share or communicate with us. What do you say, Dawn?
Carrie, every man that's a straight man is looking for a woman who's a girl, not a woman who's a man. And what I mean is, so many women are showing up in their masculine. I don't need a man. I could cook my food. I could make my money. I could drive my car. I could cut my lawn. I could do this. I could do this. I could do this. But if you are in a relationship, there's still certain need that a man needs to fuel him. Mm. Everything is energy. You can try this. Emoto, you can look this up. Emoto, he did an experiment with water, and he put two trays of water to freeze. Mm. And one, he says, you're lovely, you're great, great stuff. And the other, he used terrible word. Oh, you're stupid, you're so ugly and whatever. They were doing a study on water and energies.
Mm.
Harry, the one that he gave the ugly words came out cracked up, just cracked up. The other one came out perfect.
Mm.
Now, what am I saying? You hear us speak over and over and over and over the power of words, the power of words. And if women get to understand that when your words are softer towards your man, it helps him to show up better for you, then we're going to be doing that more. But when you're putting a person down, you know what men do? Them just stick with themselves. They take away themselves, and then we're the same ones that turn around and complain, and that he doesn't express how he's feeling.
Yeah.
But if we should just try saying, thank you for taking out the garbage today. Even something as simple as that.
Something as small. Yeah.
Some men are doing the very best they can. Tyrese said this in an interview. He said, I'm doing the best I can with the 24 hours that I've got. There's so many men out there that are doing the best they can and wish if they hear from their woman, I appreciate you. I see you working hard. Thank you for getting up every day. Thank you for paying the bills. Thank you for contributing what you do. These are things that will change how that man turn around and show up for you.
I have a challenge for the woman out there. I have a challenge for you, all right? Now, you have your husband, you have your boyfriend, you have your man, you have your common law. You see, today, give him a compliment today. Let him know that you appreciate what he does. And here's what. When you tell him that, look at the smile that you see on his face. Now, you know, Dawn, I tested that out. We had a conversation about a few weeks ago. And we were talking around that, you know, like complimenting our men. You know what? I tried that. Your long means you smile big, so? Your long. And then I realized that, listen, our men, they have feelings as well. And just as how we as women like to hear compliments, men like to hear that too, you know? Men like to hear that they're looking handsome, they're looking nice, men like them thing too, you know? Someone sent a message here, hey, good afternoon, ladies. I wish women knew how hurtful it is when they embarrass their men in public.
Public. Jeez.
That is a big one.
This is a trend. Yeah, this has been, because this is the second or third person that says this, but I have heard this so many times that women will willfully embarrass their man in the presence of others, just so you could look good. I don't understand. Care, if this is my man that I am going home with, if I make him look like a fool, it means that I am a fool too, because I chose him.
Yeah. Wow.
Think about that. So every time I see women do that, I check them. Hmm. I check them. Because my job is to make him look better. And even if he's playing a fool, let's talk about that in the home. But as his woman, I still have a role to support him and to be his helpmate.
Correct.
And let's talk about our sons. Let's talk about why a lot of men are putting up with these things, because that's what they grew up hearing their mothers cursing at them, telling them they're stupid, telling them this, telling them that. And guess what? They grew up, when they hear that from women, they think it's
normal. Okay and it's normal, yeah.
And it's not. It's not. So as mothers, we need to also recognize that we're not just raising a son, we're raising somebody's husband.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And, you know, what will you do differently then?
Yes. I have someone say, Kyrie, men love flowers as well. I didn't even know that. What kind of flowers do you like? What kind of flowers? Is it like, is there a particular color that you like? Let me know in the comments. Then let me know in the WhatsApp. And guys, we want to hear from you this afternoon. It's just about 4 minutes away from the top. We have our 4 p.m. news coming up next to dawn, but we are going to be still taking calls. My lines are only ringing. Man, what is one thing that you wished we women knew? Give us a call. Let's take this one. Let's take a phone call, 625-2257 or 627-3223. Hello, good afternoon. Hello, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon.
Hi, afternoon, welcome.
All right, so you are asking what women...
What is one thing that you men wish that we women knew about you?
Well, how to treat a man.
How to...
Because we as men are always taught how to treat women, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if parents or women are teaching younger women how to... treat a man.
So how would you like to be treated? What would you like a woman to do to make you feel nice? What would you like?
Well, respect is probably at the top of that.
Respect, yeah.
That hierarchy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I remember there was a survey done, and I think your caller mentioned something along those lines where, you know, saying thank you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Was at the top of that list. And that goes hand in hand with appreciation and respect.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, yeah, that's my key point.
I love that, man. Thanks so much, Thanks so much for calling. And I know a lot of men, it would take a lot out of men to call and give these comments, Dawn. But for the ones who are calling, who are messaging, listen, I'm so grateful. I'm so happy, Only won't believe. If only see how I'm smiling, like if I win the lotto. It's really nice hearing from the men today, Dawn. I love it.
You see why I put on my pretty face today?
Yes, yeah, I see why. But it's nice hearing from them because we as women, we don't know these things. Because of two things.
Nice.
Because we don't give our men that chance to express themselves. And two, we just always want to be expressing ourselves. So I don't know, it seems as if we are overwhelming them with how we feel. Is it that?
Yes. And not only that, remember, we were raised to take. They're supposed to take care of us. They're supposed to bring us flowers. They're supposed to bring us chocolate. So I think we were raised to take.
Yeah.
But we were not necessarily raised to give.
Yeah. So here's what, Dawn. We have to stick a pin in that there. We have our 4 p.m. news coming up next. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your calls, guys. Give us a call, 625-2257 or 627-3223. You can even send us your messages via WhatsApp, 306-1065 or 4 p.m. news is next. We'll be touching back with Dawn in a short while. Thanks so much.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio, Freedom 106.5.
Welcome back. Freedom 106.5 FM. Carrie V is in your company, going all the way to 6 p.m. It's just about 7 minutes after 4. It's just a few minutes away from getting up and getting going because, listen, you had a really tough day today at work. But you know what? No worries. I'm here till 6 with you. And we are here with Dawn Petgrave as we are discussing stress management when it's come to men. So, Dawn, whilst we had the news, the amount of messages I'm getting on WhatsApp. Listen, these men, I love it. I love it so mucho. So, I want to ask you, men receiving flowers, because a gentleman messaged and said, listen, Kyrie, we want roses, we want any kind of flowers, girl, because we love flowers as well. And as a woman, I would have never thought that. You know, what do you think?
Well, I've never had that experience. Mm-hmm. I've never met a man who likes flowers. I know people who like plants because they may be into gardening or stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never actually. But again, one caller, Carrie, pointed out that he wished women would get to know the man that they're with.
Mm-hmm.
So it is important that you know your man. So if you have a man that like flowers and gifts given his love language.
Buy the man things. Buy him things. It's real simple.
Right. And you know what? Talk about love language.
Mm.
I don't think we really understand how important and impactful this is to understand each other's love language.
Mm-hmm.
You're in Trinidad, I'm in Jamaica. We just happen to both speak English, but let's say you spoke French.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how wonderful a conversation or I think I am speaking, if you don't understand what I'm saying, there was no communication.
Mm-hmm.
So if we don't understand each other's love language, we're not going to have great relationships.
Correct.
So for that gentleman who likes flowers, I hope that's communicated to his woman.
Yeah.
And it's not about what I like. If that's what, maybe it's not my thing, but hey, if that's what he likes, then,
I will buy a whole bouquet.
That's what you like.
What is your favorite color? I buying it.
There you go.
So we have a few messages and gentlemen, the question we asked, and if you're now joining us, the question we asked before the news was, men, what is one thing that you think that we women should know? And the men are lighting up the place here. So let me get some messages really quickly here. Hey, Kyrie, I think my woman should always know for sure that I would always love her regardless of ups and downs. I must have a track record of proving this every minute and every second of every day. I love that. Thanks so much, Merv. So, listen, woman, men does really want you to know that they love you. You understand? Now, we'd have some men who might not show it, but you had to show me and you had to tell me. So, men, once you're doing that, we would know. Let me see here. Hey, Kyrie, good afternoon. Woman, sometimes some women are too loud and overdriven, forgetting family values. I would like women to be aware of that. What do you think about that, Dawn?
Again, to each his own. Maybe that's something that means a lot to him.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that needs to be communicated. And here's the next thing. You attract who you are. So if that is something, if family values and stuff like that is very important to you, then it should be at the forefront of every single thing that you do, so that you will attract a woman who also appreciates and values those things. Because if she doesn't, you're just going to be in a mess,
mm-hmm.
arguing all the time. You know, somebody always trying to change somebody. You can't change people. The only person you can change is yourself. And so, again, we go back to communication. There are things that needs to be communicated clearly.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Carrie, I've been in church 35 years. That's how long I've been in church. And, you know, I hold a ministerial license and ordained minister and all them fancy stuff.
Mm.
And so that's very dear to my heart. That's one of the first things that comes up in any conversation I'm having someone, when I met somebody that I just, you know, when you meet somebody and they're trying to pursue you, that's one of the first things that comes up, because this is so important to me and I need you to know. You don't necessarily need to be that. My husband is not, you know, he's not into no ministry nor none of that. But guess what? He will never stop me from expressing that part of my life. As a matter of fact, he enjoys, you know, us having devotion and stuff like that. So I think people just need to be more honest with the things that they desire and the things that fuels them. Another problem, Carrie, is that a lot of men don't take the time out to understand what satisfies their soul.
Yeah.
So if you don't know what satisfies your soul, you can't pursue me. And then now I'm in your life and you're saying, oh, but I want you to be this, and that. Twice I've met men that I really like, one person that I actually had really, really, really liked. But then here comes, oh, you need to gain 20 pounds.
Oh.
What? You met me the way I am. If it
right.
is like you wanted somebody who was bigger, there's nothing wrong in because they're there. But don't meet me at the size I am and then demand that I know. I think that's unfair for anybody.
Yeah.
Or you meet me at a certain size and then you're telling me, oh, you need to lose weight. You met me here. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So let us be very real about what we can live with, what we can't live with, and what are the things that satisfies you.
Mm-hmm. And I agree with that. I agree with that, Dawn. We have another message here. Kyrie and the beautiful Dawn, good afternoon. Men need quiet time. I think a woman should know when we need that quiet time. Well, I have something to say about that, right? Now, yes, I like to talk, so yeah. But sometimes we wouldn't know. So if you say, well, listen, love, babe, wifey, honey, I'm not really having an okay day today. I just need about a 20 minutes to myself. I think we would understand, you know. We as women, we would understand that, you know. I mean, some women will get vexed and say, we need that quiet time, huh? But, I mean, if you come out and you tell us that, listen, I need about a 20 minutes, I need a half hour, we would understand, wouldn't we, Dawn? Shouldn't we?
We should, Carrie, we should understand. But on the real, how many men can say that to their women and get a good response? Mm-hmm. And this is what I'm talking about. If you truly understand that this man loves you, why would you not be upset that he just needs to go for a drive by himself?
And nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with that. Because, and you know what? The persons who puff and fuss about that the most are people who have low self-esteem, because they themselves don't have any downtime. They themselves don't want to spend time by themselves. Mm-hmm. So when somebody wants to spend time by themselves, they're upset. Those are people who put their happiness on somebody else.
Yeah.
So who dares this man now, who's supposed to be my happiness and who's supposed to be my fun and who's supposed to be my life, and you now come and tell me that you need, really, honestly, that our women are taking note.
Yes.
Understand your man. Listen to understand them. Mm-hmm. What exactly is he communicating?
Yes. And I agree
listen
with that.
To understand, yeah.
And don't listen to arguing, ladies, all right? Let me try not to do that today. Right. So, as I say, I have a few challenges for the women out there. One, give your man or your husband a compliment. You know, something as simple as, hey, thanks for taking out the garbage. Hey, thanks for paying for something. Or, hey, thanks for going to the grocery. Or thanks for folding up the clothes. Oh, you know, folding up the clothes is a hell of a thing. You know, when you ask the man to fold up the clothes, and he do it, just say, hey, thanks for folding the clothes, because you know he don't do it often, all right? Another one we have, good afternoon, Carrie V and Dawn, ladies. You both are like a fresh breeze on a day like this, a rainy day. A wonderful topic, Carrie V and Dawn. You remind me of Dr. Raj. I hope it's not the same Dr. Raj you're thinking about. But nevertheless, I'm still taking that compliment. Most men want food, not flowers. Will it have some men who like flowers instead of food?
Carrie, that goes back to communication. Look, every woman is different. My sisters are twins. They're day and night. Mm-hmm. Now, you met one. I think one was on this show with me. Her house is spotless all the time. But here's the thing. She will tell you, honey, I know how to get dressed for dinner. Read between the lines. The house is and I know how to get dressed for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
So she married an American man, because you know Caribbean man want cook food morning, lunch,
yes.
Now there's her husband doesn't care whether she ever goes in the kitchen or not. So I am saying, speak about the things that are important to you. I was married to somebody, my mother got up early in the morning. My father was a taxi man. Back in the days when people used to use the iron that you put the coal in, I don't even know what
that means. Oh, gosh. That from a long time.
Okay. Right, but my mother used to use that to iron white shirt for my dad.
Right.
And she would get up early, make his breakfast, pack his... I grew up seeing that. So when I got married,
you started doing the same thing.
You make the breakfast, you do this, you do that, you... And I remember one day the man telling him, said, look, I can cook what I'm feeding for myself. I need you for all of that. So I am saying, let us have the conversation.
Mm.
What is it that you like? Some women do not like flowers.
Mm.
So don't just go buying flowers thinking that every woman likes flowers.
Yeah.
Again, it goes back to love language. for me, it's quality time. Mm-hmm. So I'm in a long distance marriage, but, and my husband knows this, quality time is my thing.
Yeah.
We spend a lot of time together. Care. We watch movies three nights a week, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It's movie night. I set up my computer. I go on Google Meet. Mm-hmm. I share screen. I go on Amazon. I rent the movie. And, you know, we spend time together. Mm. That is better to me than him bringing me 20 Louis Vuitton purse.
Wait, 20 Louis Vuitton. I would like that option, eh? Just saying.
Let's talk again. Perfect. I'm glad you say that because listen, Kerry, mm-hmm. maybe your love language is gift giving. Mm-hmm. So you like gifts.
Yeah.
So again, persons have to understand. What if you have a man that, you know, affirmation is his love language, but you never tell this man he's doing a good job. You know, he may never, no matter how you cook, clean, do all these great things for him, if he doesn't get that affirmation, he is not feeling an act of love coming from you.
Right.
So this is why people need to communicate with their significant other.
Hmm.
What do you like? I remember asking my husband, my current husband, what do you prefer when you are upset or when you are annoyed? Or, you know, for me, when I'm upset, just give me some time.
Right.
Just don't try to get answers from me. Just give me a few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Let me cry if I need to. When I need you, I will come get
reach
you.
Out. Yes.
But guess what? I had these conversations with him.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't expect the man to just leave me alone, you know, when I'm upset, because that was never communicated.
Yeah.
So people, men especially, stop being afraid to talk about the things that satisfies your soul.
You know what? You know what me and my person, we call it? We call it cheat codes.
Mm-hmm.
We call it cheat. So yes, we will have the conversation because he knows once I'm upset and I'm angry at him, he knows to bring ice cream for me. Ice cream could make any. I would say yes. Once you bring that tub of ice cream or a liter ice cream, or even a little bit, he knows that hey, this is a peace offering, and he knows that that is my cheat code. We call it cheat code, so we have a word for it. But yeah, communication is the thing. Communication is the way to go. I have a few messages here, and I know we have to wrap up soon, Dawn. But let me just clear up some of these messages from some of these men here.
Yes.
Hey,
yes.
Carrie V and Dawn, good afternoon to you guys. I love this conversation. I love this topic. I would like women to know that we would like to feel worthy of everything that we are doing. I love that. Thanks so much for sharing that. They would like to feel worthy, Dawn. I love that.
Yes,
let me see here. Hi, Carrie. Good afternoon to you. Flowers eventually wither and die. Instead of saying if all the relationship would end. Oh, all right. So what they're doing, comparing flowers to their relationships. All right. Okay. Love that one. Let me see here. Carrie V, who articulated such a wonderful thing? God bless him immensely. What is that? Which one of the messages? I'm not sure what you're talking about. All right, let me see here. Scroll down. Hi, Carrie V, good afternoon to you and to Dawn. I wish women knew that men are not mind readers. Hey, go to the front of the class. Men are not mind readers. If you want something, say you want
it. Just say it.
Be it flowers or chocolates or even to go out. We don't understand hints and codes, Carrie V. Well, all right, I agree with you with that one. Men are not mind readers. So ladies, listen, you want something, just say it. You want to ask something, just ask. All right, it's very simple. It's very, very simple. Hey, Carrie V, if a man grew up helping his mother with flowers, he would love flowers. Okay, all right, thanks for sharing that. Another one is, Carrie V, I would like women to know fear for God is important to have a strong foundation. All right, Oran, thanks so much for sharing that. Let me see here. Carrie V, all I want to know is that you are there for me and always. Okay, let me just rephrase this. Kyrie, all I want a woman to know is that they are there for me and I will always be there for them. Presents don't really appeal to me. Presents are material, and I want love given emotional stability. What do you think? I think you're correct, yeah, because everybody have a different love language, right, Dawn? Yeah?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Nice. Let me get this one here. This
Carrie,
is
the love language test is free. So if this is new for people, mm-hmm. the first you're hearing about love language, just go onto ChatGPT or Google or wherever and just type in free love language test.
Free so that love you language will, test.
Yes. Then you will see what your love language is.
Yes. Let me say good afternoon. Going out to Dwayne Phil. Dwayne Phil, hi. How you doing? Locked on. Kyrie, the one where he expressed his love in a great way. Oh, yes, yes, yes. That was amazing. I love that. Thanks so much. So now that is the end of the messages here, Dawn. So let's wrap up. It's just about 25 minutes after 4. Dawn, I love this session today. I'm really glad that we heard from our men. And for the men who wanted to call, who didn't get to call and, you know, didn't get to send any message, we hear you. We know you're out there. So let's wrap up, Dawn. As we wrap up this conversation of stress management and what men really want from women, or what men want us to know and understand.
Yes. Again, let me just say to our men, to our Caribbean men, that we love you. And if you don't hear it enough, you're always going to hear it here on a Tuesday in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we love you. We appreciate you. I think the biggest takeaway for me is that I really hope the women understand that today they got a cheat code.
Mm.
I really hope they hear the conversations from our men and let us continue to involve them, mm-hmm. you know, and we threw it out last week. I don't know if anybody reached out to you, but I want to throw it out again. Men, if there's a particular topic that you want to hear us just have a conversation about, then definitely, you know, get in touch with Carrie, or you can reach me on social media. My platform is Mentel24 on Instagram, or I am revamping my therapy business. So it is now Soulful Serenity.
Mm-hmm.
So persons can look that up, Soulful Serenity JA. And I realize that platforms like these will get our men speaking, but getting them to come to therapy. And so really, really, really looking how we reach our men. That's the new name, Soulful Serenity JA. So definitely reach out, join the conversation, send me a message, connect with me. But men, we love you and we want you to be self-actualized. And this is why we do this every Tuesday right here on Freedom 106.5 FM.
Yes. And Dawn, somebody say we should have you 2 days for the week. Hey, don't tempt us, you know. Don't tempt us. Don't tempt us. All right, Dawn. Well, I want to thank you for joining us today. And of course, we do it next week. Same time, same place.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.